Chapter 18. Mrs. Creed sat down slowly on a couch under the window as Mr. Ames shut the door. Her eyes shifted to him, then back to us. She firmly stuck out her chin, high, but her voice was shaking.
Fine. I'm here to listen.
She looked like listening was some sort of military pain test that she was being subjected to, and she would endure it because she was a great American. Mr. Ames sat behind his desk and said,
Dory, you've known Chris since you were born, practically. I would like you to share any thoughts that come to you. Sylvia, I want you to hear this from another student.
That wasn't exactly what I was expecting. Well, I hunted in my brain for something not too awful. He was a good kid. I mean, he would never have thought to do drugs or cut school or curse somebody out.
He better not have,
Mrs. Creed said, with a grin that died as fast as it came. She had her legs crossed, arms folded across her chest, and she wouldn't look at me. It's like these loud-mouthed remarks were always on the tip of her tongue, and she was just trying extra hard right now to hold them back. I wished she had tried harder with Chris. But he made it difficult to be a friend of his. I leaned forward. I think that he never had a chance to learn how to be a friend. She swallowed.
I always encouraged my children to be kind.
Oh, he was, I said quickly. But not hurting people and knowing how to get along with people, they're different. He was different. She stared at her corner of the couch like a robot and spat out robot words.
I wanted him to be different. I did not get into the Naval Academy by being like everybody else.
I blurted out,
I can see why you wouldn't want him to be like some kids, but what's the matter with me or Alex?
Her face flushed like maybe she knew for once that she'd put her foot in her mouth.
I didn't want my son doing drugs or staying out late or hanging out or making other bad choices he would pay for later.
Well, I stayed out until like 3 sometimes, but only at Alex's or Ryan's. I had been drunk a few times, yeah, but I didn't feel like a future convict. Isn't there some way you could have thought of so he could have friends but not make bad choices? She just stared at this corner, all totally proud. Mr. Ames had been rocking in his chair. He stopped mid-rock and said,
Sylvia, I would not be putting you through this if I thought the Richardson boy killed your son.
He twisted around in his swivel chair when she didn't respond, and he laughed awkwardly.
I wouldn't put you through this if I thought Christopher was no longer with us.